1947 brings us on our virtual pilgrimage to Mullinacough, again in Tullow Group. I recall many visits to Mullinacough, including to dedicate a new heating system very early on in my time here. Also on one occasion to a splendid summer, Songs of Praise, which incorporated the commissioning as a diocesan reader of our good friend Richard Codd, who gives such a great amount to our diocesan life. And perhaps it's a moment to pray for all who serve us and maintain worship all through the diocese in the capacity of their generous self-giving as readers. Now back to 1947. Over 70 years ago it is, but I still meet people who remember and talk about the winter of 47 and what they experienced as small children. There was never a winter like it, apparently. People remember the incredible blizzard of late February, the weeks of biting cold, the snow on 30 out of 50 days between January the 24th and St. Patrick's Day, the post-war fuel shortage that was part of all the misery of it, the virtual shutdown of manufacturing, and some of the adventure stories too. Like there was, I think, a story of a famous bus that took 5 days to get from Longford to Sligo, while people sort of dug their way, the few passengers dug their way through on the roads, and they proceeded a few miles each day and received spontaneous hospitality from people along the way. One can go on and on about political events, but the weather textures it all. No wonder we talk of no other subject like it. And now, of course, we realise that instead of providing occasional unwelcome intrusions on our other plans, dramatic weather events and their increasing occurrence are telling a very frightening message of their own about the future sustainability of this planet and how our behaviour and our choices affect the very climate in which we live and strive to thrive. In 1947, as they burnt what coal and turf they could, people just longed for the thaw. Today we don't just endure the weather, we worry rightly about what it is saying to us and to our children, those who in another 70 years or so will recall our action or inaction with gratitude or with anger, depending on what we have courageously and with clear sight done in relation to the climate challenges of our time.